would defeat everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Urge them to take to the streets of Moscow and St. Petersburg, among other places. Ukraine is warning of the potential for a nuclear accident as Russian forces advance on the highly radioactive Chernobyl exclusion zone. The plant that is encased in concrete was the site of the worst nuclear accident ever when a nuclear reactor exploded in 1986, killing thousands. Ukrainian officials warn an artillery shell could hit the storage unit and spread radioactive dust throughout Europe. A top Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee says it's time for the U.S. to wield a big stick against Russia for invading Ukraine.
It's time for the big stick now. And I think that's something we'll rally around, both Republicans and Democrats.
Texan Michael McCaul called Russia's assault on Ukraine a worst-case scenario. He said major, painful sanctions need to be imposed by the U.S. McCaul criticized President Biden for not providing enough deterrence before the invasion. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Now you can get generic Viagra shipped to your door for about $2 a pill. Get the same impact for less. Call Steel Man Pills now and get the same blue pill for about $2 a pill. Call now for the 50-pill special and save even more. Plus, get a free bonus.
800-844-8532. 800-844-8532. That's 800-844-8532.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your Alternative Talk weather outlook for Thursday. A chilly Thursday again. We have some overnight snow showers in selected areas. They will taper off to mostly sunny skies by this afternoon. High temperatures around 40, 41. Tonight, mostly clear skies. Low temperatures back down to about 26. For Friday, more sunshine expected. Highs warmer, around 47, with partly cloudy skies for Friday night. Lows back down to around freezing, 32, 33. Saturday, slight chance of rain and snow showers. Highs of around 48, with the warming temperatures for the evening. It'll turn to rain through the overnight, lows down to about 40.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to an encore presentation from the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
You have just stepped into a crust-free zone with Dr. Pat Vasily. What is crust? Well, crust is that stuff that stands between you and what you want out of life. Crust is what keeps you stuck. Crust is anything you think, feel, or believe that prevents you from living your deepest heart's desire. So get ready to do some serious crust busting with Dr. Pat Vasily and break through those layers of crusty conditioning to reveal the unlimited possibilities available to you to live your life full out. Dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to a fabulous show today. Are you ready? Fasten your seatbelt. I'm telling you right now. If you're not sitting down or you're doing something where you're not going to be able to hold yourself up, I'm telling you, you want to get really solid for today's show because we are about to blow your mind with excitement, enthusiasm, and our theme today is living life full out. My special guest for today's show is an amazing individual. He is a renowned motivational speaker, author, broadcasting personality. His mission is to help other people be the best that they could be, and he really walks the talk of living life full out. My guest today is Les Brown. Les, thank you for joining the show today. What an honor to have you here.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for being the light that you are and helping people to begin to get in touch with the greatness they have within them and helping them take their lives to the next level.
You know, there's a question that I ask every guest I've ever talked to, and, you know, this is a conversation. You know, we are connected at the soul. There's no doubt about this, or we wouldn't be having this conversation today. And so the question that I would ask in all of the things that you're doing, the thousands of lives, the people that you've touched, and the work that you're bringing out, your gift into the world, what are some of the, you know, I mean, I get asked this because I'm so happy all the time. They want to know, hey, have you had any challenges? Have there been anything that you've had to overcome to bring you to this very moment? That's what I laugh too when they ask me. I ask them how much time they have.
You know, that's a good question, and it's a legitimate question because people want to know, how do you know and how do I know that I could, depend upon what it is that you say, that can help me get out where I am?
Yep.
You know, when I spoke recently to a group, and I was talking to a group of Harvard MBAs, and so when I came into the room, the goal of most of them in that group they had about, I think, over 70% jobs they wanted to get, and they had about income levels maybe ranging around from $75,000 to maybe up to $250,000 a year. Well, after they heard my presentation, and they knew that I was averaging over $300,000 a month, and I have no MBA, no college, never mm-hmm. worked for a major corporation, born in an abandoned building on a floor with a twin brother. We were adopted and we were 6 weeks of age, and I was in the fifth grade. I was identified as VMR, labeled educable, mentally retarded, put back from the fifth grade into the fourth grade. I failed again when I was in the eighth grade, never attended college. I used to work for the Miami Sanitation Department, but I'll never forget when I met Mr. Leroy Washington, and I'm in Miami now, and we'll see him before I leave here today. He'd challenged me to go to the board in the spirit of a person just like yourself to work a problem out. And I said, I can't do that, sir. And he said, why not? And students started laughing because they knew that I was in special education.
Mm-hmm.
I said, because I'm not one of your students. He said, go to the board and work the problem out anyhow. At least try. I said, I can't do it. And he said, why? I said, sir, because I'm educable, mentally retarded. And when I said that, I mean the students, they cracked up. They laughed so hard.
Mm.
And I was so embarrassed and so humiliated, and my head was down. And he came from behind his desk. He held my head up. He looked me in the eyes. He said, don't ever say that again. Someone's opinion of you does not have to become your reality.
Now, isn't that the truth?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a turning point in my life. On one hand, I was humiliated, but on the other hand, I was liberated. Because he looked at me with the eyes of Goethe, who said, look at a man the way that he is. He only becomes worse. But look at him as if he were what he could be. Then he becomes what he should be.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found, Todd, and your show most certainly is an affirmation of that, of living life full out, is that most people fail in life not because they aim too high and miss. Most people fail in life, I've found, because they aim too low and hit. And many don't aim at all. And so I identify with that group that didn't aim at all. For so many years, I didn't do what I'm doing now because I didn't know that I didn't know, and I thought I knew. And I think that as we go forward in this global economy, in this era that Peter Drucker calls the era of the three C's, accelerated change, overwhelming complexity, and tremendous competition, the kind of work that you're doing, helping people to get a larger vision of themselves and to getting unstuck and moving their lives forward and living from their faith rather than their fears, that's what's going to create the better tomorrows and the brighter tomorrows for our children and future generations.
Well, you know, I know that's the work you're doing, and I want to ask you a question about that. I was talking with someone very recently about this topic, and I know you know about this, and I know that this is something that each and every one of us want to hear from you. When you feel a calling, Les, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When you hear the music saying this is something you got to do, and you don't do it, what happens?
Well, life punishes you. You will have a lot of sleepless nights. You might start gouging yourself with food. I think there's a reason they say that many people die at age 21 and don't get buried until they're 65. You might
uh-huh.
be abusing yourself with alcohol or drugs, or you stay in a relationship where you're dying together rather than living together because you're not in alignment with your purpose. And one of the things that I tell people, when you hear the call on your life or you just feel it but you're not clear about what it is, the something that I want to help people to avoid, I procrastinated for many years. Mr. Washington used to take us to see the late Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, who wrote The Power of Positive Thinking, as you're aware.
Right.
And so I like to help people, and after seeing him and Zig Ziglar and so many other speakers, that we went to see them in this little short yellow bus that they put kids in special education on. I never forget, my heart said, I can do that, but my mind asked, how?
Mm-hmm.
And there I was working for the Miami Sanitation Department. And so when I asked that question, I went from my heart to my mind, and I said to myself, Les Brown, you can't do that. You don't have a college education. You've never worked for a major corporation. You're not wealthy. You're not successful. You work for the Miami Sanitation Department. And if you ask most people, have you ever thought about something you wanted to do, and you ask yourself how, and you talk yourself out of it, or you just procrastinated. You kept putting it off, most people will say yes if they're honest. And so what I've found, I think, is the reason the Book of Life says, where your heart is, there your treasure is also. Mm. And whenever there's a conflict between your mind and your heart, listen to your heart. And it took me 17 years to answer that voice in myself. There's an African proverb that says, if there's no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm.
Mm-hmm. And boy, isn't that the truth. Now, I want to talk a little bit before we go to break about this, you know, your book. And this is one of your new books, and it's called Up Thoughts for Down Times. For those of you that are listening and just tuning in right now, what a show you have tuned in to listen to with my amazing guest, Les Brown. And for those of you that are wanting to get a peek at this, go to the website, www.lesbrown.com. Take a look at this, and we're going to talk more about the work that Les is doing, more about the coaching, more about you living life full out. You know, Les, I want to talk about the book for a minute because I would love for you to share your inspiration. What was your inspiration for writing this fabulous book? I'm telling you, this book is a handbook. This is going to get you through the stuff, folks. This is going to get
you. What do you enjoy most about it?
What I enjoyed most about it, first of all, let me just say, in terms of format,
yes.
You can pick this book up, and it takes you less than 5 minutes to get the nugget that's going to change your life.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. The other thing I liked about it is it doesn't matter what page I open, Les. It doesn't matter. It is the thing I need to hear today.
Mm.
It is the thing I need to hear today. And, you know, it doesn't matter if I'm opening it up to the page that says no complaints, you know, or if I'm opening it up to the page that says believe in your own dreams, which is the one I picked today.
Wow.
How appropriate for today's show in living life full out.
You know, I went through a series of things, and life happens to all of us.
Uh-huh.
You know, and Charles Udall said, in life you will be faced with a series of God-ordained opportunities, brilliantly disguised as problems and challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through a divorce from someone that I love very much. My mother was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I resigned from the Ohio legislature to go back to Miami to take care of her. You know, I feel like Abraham Lincoln, who said, all that I am and all that I ever hoped to be, I owe to my mother. And there was a major conflict for me, and I was really down during that time. Mom adopted 7 children, and they said, Leslie, we've got to put her in a nursing home. She can't take care of herself. And I said, wait a minute, I've got a problem with this. Mm-hmm. How can one woman take care of 7 children who couldn't raise themselves, but 7 children can't raise or help this woman? We can't do that. We can't get the money. We can't provide the assistance and the support. Oh, the people are nice where we're to take her. No, but she didn't clean their behind. She cleaned us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took that on. I gave up my political ambitions, and that's how I really transitioned into speaking, so that I would be available for her. And then I was diagnosed with prostate cancer 8 years ago and given 2 to 3 years to live.
Mm.
Okay, you know, one of the things I think doctors should never tell someone they're terminally ill, what they should say is that my knowledge and ability to help you has terminated. Now you need to do something else.
You know, on that note, let's take a short break. I love that. I know what I'm going to say to my doctor next time I check in with him. Let's take a short break, Les. For those of you tuning in, boy, have you dialed the right channel for today, because this is going to change your life. We're here with an amazing individual, Les Brown. He has taken his gift out into the world on the number one internet talk radio network in the world, VoiceAmerica.com. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, and I want to tell you, I am America's voice. I'm right here with Les Brown, and so is he. We'll be right back.
How do you feel, Jess?
Okay.
Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, Big Ideas That Inspire, Impact, and Influence Your Life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belts on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dream and become truly unshakable.
Do you feel like you and your significant other have lost their initial spark? Then let Coach Martez and Wadrina guide you to strengthen your love and reignite that spark on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. For more information, make sure you go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
You're listening to an encore presentation from the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back to Crossbusting Your Way to an Awesome Life with Dr. Pat. If you'd like to participate in today's program, call in at 1-888-335-5204. Now let's join Dr. Pat for some serious crossbusting.
Well, welcome back, everyone. And let me tell you, today's guest, unbelievable. We're going to be talking about something that we'd love to invite you to participate in, and that is living life full out. I'm here with Les Brown. He has a high-energy, powerful message, a passion to learn. He has a hunger for greatness that he shares with thousands and thousands of people all over the planet. He is an award-winning speaker, best-selling author, and his roots are in radio. I love that, Les. Isn't that awesome?
Oh, yes. And one of the things that I cannot wait for you to hear some of our stuff. You would enjoy them very much because broadcasting is something that when you can connect with people and not see them, just think about the advantage you have once you can see them and their response and their reaction and you can hear them.
I hadn't thought about it like that.
Yeah, so we develop a capacity to connect with people because we know when we're on, we know when they're listening, we know when they're engaged, and we know when we're doing what we're doing has created a committed listening. Absolutely. We have an incredible advantage over the average person.
And you are a master at that. And I want to talk about that 1 minute here for folks because that is the next. You and I were talking about the next level. I had, you know, Jack Canfield on as well. And I believe in the next level. I know you believe in the next level. And, if you know, for me, it's about taking my concept, going out into the world exactly as you coach people, mm-hmm. to really be in front of people, to help them. And that's on our agenda for this year. You know, our theme for this year is Thrive in 05.
Yes.
A lot of people are happy with surviving.
Yes.
That's not what you're about.
Absolutely not. I teach live full and die empty.
Mm.
My best friend died several years ago, and I'll never forget, as I was leaving the cemetery, a lady approached me, and she said, Les, I know this is a very sad day for you. So she said, we called him Boo. His name was Alexander. She said, Boo is a good man. I said, yes, he was. She said, the two of you were together for over 50 years. I remember when you met each other at Douglas Elementary School. I said, whoa.
Mm.
So she said, you mentioned at different times that Boo was a great cook. I said, yes, he was a great cook. When Boo cooked, when he made a sweet potato pie, it was so good you could eat it with your shoes off.
Oh, I love sweet potato pie.
You had to take your shoes off so you could wiggle your toes.
Mm.
And he had special Bahamian and Jamaican dishes that he fixed, and everyone loved to eat his food. She said, Les, you mentioned often that you and Boo were going to collaborate to produce a cookbook with his special Jamaican and Bahamian recipes. I said, yes. She said, did he do it? I said, no.
Mm.
She said, ooh, he took that with him. And as people are listening right now, you know, Dr. Howard Thurman, who was one of the most brilliant minds of the last century that most people never heard of, he was an advisor to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Mm-hmm.
He was an advisor to Mahatma Gandhi and Albert Schweitzer. He said, the ideal situation for a man or woman to die is to have family members praying with them as they cross over. He said, but imagine, if you will, being on your deathbed and standing around your bed, the ideas, the dreams, the gifts, the abilities given to you by life, and that you, for whatever reason, you never pursued those ideas. You never did anything with those gifts. You never made that dream become a reality. You never used those talents. And there they are standing around your bed, looking at you with large, angry eyes, saying, we came to you, and only you could have given us life. And now we must die with you forever. And the question is, if you died right now, what dreams, what ideas, what gifts, what abilities, what talents will die with you?
I'm telling you, you just gave me chills because, you know, thinking about that thought for myself, and I want to invite everyone out there to contemplate that question, because this is a question that gets at the very, very core of our souls, isn't it, Les? This is
a soul question. And because we don't know how much time we got here. And
no.
The purpose of our life is to come here and to do some work, and then you go to the next assignment. And life is unpredictable. And I encourage people, look, you know, a lot of people worry about, you know, failing and making mistakes. Look, you will fail your way to success. You don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to be great. I believe that we're all born with greatness.
Mm-hmm.
But greatness is a choice. It's not our destiny. And we can choose to lead a life of mediocrity. We can choose to live a small life, or we can choose to step outside of our comfort zone and live life all full out.
That's right. I call it the comfort zone of limitations.
Yeah, I like what that's absolutely, but I also like what Brian Tracy calls it. The danger zone.
Oh, and it is. And, you know, and folks that are listening to the show have heard me talk about this before. This is an awesome year for crust busting and, you know, for what I do and all of those, you know, all of the people that are out there. And so when you and I talked during break, we talked about the next level, and you got me to thinking here, you know, what am I not doing in service of taking the gift out into the world? What am I not doing?
Let me share with you. I haven't asked you enough questions. I haven't asked you questions to find out. But let me share three things that's important to getting to the next level. If you have not done these things, I think it's something worth considering. Number one is, most people don't get to the next level because they don't realize that where they are, their best thinking has produced. Einstein said, the thinking that has brought me this far has created some problems that this thinking can't solve. So what's most important, this is the age of collaboration. There's a reason that Kmart and Sears came together, that Kinko's and FedEx, that AT&T and Singular. This is the age of collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
You can't make it by yourself. So you've got to incorporate some other people at another level who've been there, done that, and bought the T-shirt, and have them as a part of your strategic team. The other thing that's very important is evaluation and looking at upgrading the process that you've implemented so far.
Mm-hmm.
The game plan. You know, when I first started out, my goal was just to earn $1,000 an hour. 20 years ago, that was a lot of money. Today, that's nothing. And so when I look at where I am right now, I have to upgrade my game plan if my goal, which it is, to earn $50,000 an hour by June 1st. What I know is the game plan that I have right now, This strategy, it's about strategy, synergy, and systems. This strategy has produced $27,500 an hour. Now I need to engage some other people, create the synergy, the thinking, the brainstorming, and create a system that will move me up to $50,000, because you don't get in life what you want, you get in life what you are.
Mm. Wow. Now, let me ask you about that. For people that are out there listening to this, and, you know, they're saying, I'm never going to be able to do that. How, you know, what's he talking about? I don't know how to get to the next level.
Well, they're,
you know, let's
right.
talk to these people. Let's talk to the people that want some help with this.
Well, hold a minute. Remember Henry Ford said, if you say you can't do it, you can't. You're right. And if
you're right.
If you can, you're right.
You're right. If you say you can't do it, you know, take your boots off, put them under the bed.
That's right. Let's roll over and just play dead. Let's talk to the listeners.
Well, and that's it. I mean, this is, you know, the theme for this year is Thrive in 05.
You got to be a risk taker. You know, Viscott said, if you're not willing to risk, you cannot grow.
There you go.
And if you cannot grow, you cannot become your best. And if you can't become your best, you can't be happy. And if you can't be happy, then what else is there? I like what Helen Keller said. She said, life is short and unpredictable. Eat the dessert first.
Yes. Yes, indeed. I mean, I'm loving that. I lived that for a large part of my life. You know, I want to talk a little bit about this. For those of you that are just tuning in right now, I'm Dr. Pat Masilli, and I'm here on Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life on Voice America. I have to tell you, today's guest and this show is a must hear. This is about your life. This is about getting in touch with how each and every one of us can live life full out. Key word there is full. Full out. That means no compromises. That means going to the dream. I'm here with Les Brown, and his book, Up Thoughts for Down Times, is absolutely amazing. And I talked about this before. There are things in this book. There's a chapter in here for every aspect of your life where you think you're not going to make it. Everything that you want to know about how to just turn the knob to the yes position, you see? And so what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with Les Brown, and we're going to talk about the key ingredients, the secrets to what it means to live life full out from the perspective of Les Brown, $30,000 an hour for doing what he loves. We'll be right back.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and make your appointment today.
Are both your life and mission passing you by? Are you wanting to step into the bigger reason why you're here? I'm Claudia Sam, your soul connection coach and host of the Be Happy Now show. It's possible to feel good to be you and to never burn out again. Hop on a free 20-minute clarity call with me to explore what life could be like if you could just say yes to yourself without the guilt. Go to ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com/yes. Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the Conscious Parenting Community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dream. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Are you wondering who you are meant to be in this ever-changing world right now?
Kelly Kay is a certified New Paradigm Multidimensional Transformation Energy Healer, ready to assist you in this transformative process of expanding your consciousness. She helps you transmute your wounds and traumas into healing, growth, and wisdom, resulting in self-empowerment and freedom from fear. Visit enlightenedmedicine.com to learn more.
You're listening to an encore presentation from the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back to Crossbusting Your Way to an Awesome Life with Dr. Pat. If you'd like to participate in today's program, call in at 1-888-335-5204. Now let's join Dr. Pat for some serious crossbusting.
Welcome back, everyone, and today's guest is an amazing individual, Les Brown, doing amazing things, sharing his gift with us right now today on this show. Our theme for this year is Thrive in 05, and we are lighting up the telephone lines, Les. We've got people waiting. We put out there that it was an invitation, and guess what? Here we are.
Coming. That's great.
Let's take our first caller. I believe it's Stacy.
Hi, Pat and Les. This is Stacy Trump. How are you?
Great. I'm doing better than good and better than most. Thank you for calling.
Well, you've done some wonderful things. Really neat to have you on the network.
Thank you. It's great to be on here.
And I just had a question for you, Les. Basically, I'm trying to step out of the comfort zone. I have a lot of dreams I want to realize, and I'm just wondering what your advice would be, because I want to make quite a bit of money and realize my dreams and live on the beach and all of that.
Yeah.
I know it's scary to step outside of that.
It's scary, and two things I would suggest to you. Number one is make it okay to fail. And you're going to have a lot of failures, and you're going to make a lot of mistakes, and that's okay as you're trying to figure it out.
Oh, okay.
The next thing is, and this is most important, make a commitment to do it. Don't ask how you're going to do it. Make a commitment to do it and then move from figuring out how to do it. If you ask how to do it before you make the commitment, you will go from your heart to your head like I did, and I stared at my head for 17 years trying to figure out how was I going to train and speak on stage with the late Dr. Norman Vincent Peale and Zig Ziglar and Tony Robbins and travel nationally and internationally. It took me 17 years. There's some things that your mind just cannot figure out, that you've got to walk by faith and not by sight. So leap and grow your wings on the way down.
So put it out there, make the commitment,
to make it happen, become a no matter what person, and go for it. You will get some knots and bruises. You're going to encounter some turbulence, but also you're going to get some support. You're going to see some things. You're going to create some things, and you're going to begin to attract some opportunities, and doors will open you did not see.
Yeah. Mm. You know, when you ride the wave of turbulence, your wings get stronger.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I love that one.
I just made that up, Les.
And I'm writing it down.
That's good.
I should reveal that to you.
I like it.
And that's true. I mean, you know, that's been my story, Les. That's been your story. There is no such thing as failure. We create that word. Human beings create that word. That's not a God quality, I'm telling you.
You're perfectly right.
It just represents stuff happening that we didn't expect to happen.
Right.
Don't you think, Les?
Absolutely. And you learn from that. And you go back to the drawing board. You know, I like what it was. I think it was Thomas Edison who someone challenged him and said, how did you keep your persistence and perseverance and patience after failing 10,000 times and inventing the light bulb? He said, I didn't fail 10,000 times. He said, I discovered 10,000 ways that didn't work.
Right on.
Nice.
And thank goodness for that, boy.
Absolutely. It made life brighter for all of us.
I know. We'd still be in the dark.
Come on now.
Now, Casey, Les talked about commitment, and he talked about action, about doing it. What are you ready to commit to?
I want to commit to working out of San Diego.
Great.
And making the money to do that. And I basically 9 years ago moved out to Arizona for that reason. And obviously I haven't done anything about it yet.
Yes. And you can do this. And it's going to be uncomfortable and frightening. Just think about, here I am, I'm 60 years old. I'm an 8-year prostate cancer conqueror. I've built an incredible career doing what I love to do. And June 1st, I'm going to stop speaking on the road, traveling, and I'm going to reinvent myself as a speech coach and do work in prisons and juvenile detention centers because I want to leave my footprint. I want to leave a legacy. I want to convert cell blocks into classrooms and take my skills into the prisons and the colleges and universities and help our young people to get a vision of how they fit in the future. And so it's frightening. It's uncomfortable. I don't have all the resources. I don't know how I'm going to do it, and it's none of my business how I'm going to do it. My goal and my responsibility is to make the commitment to do what I can. I saw an interview with Ted Koppel interviewing a little boy in South Africa who was dying of AIDS, and he said something, died at the young age of 11. He said, do all you can with all that you have from the place that you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm going to do before I leave the planet. My goal is to impact the minds of young people. My goal is to train the best speakers on the planet. My goal is to reduce the number of men who die from prostate cancer with the work that we're going to be doing, helping men to go get their checkup. My goal is to reduce the number of women who die from breast cancer. My mother died of breast cancer 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm clear that I'm going to just do what I can with all that I have from the place that I am. And I believe that when you do all you can with all that you have from the place that you are, angels in the universe will come to aid you to take you to the next level when you fall down and get exhausted.
Yes, indeed. And boy, do we know about those. I know that I've just been caught a few times in my life.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Casey, are you inspired?
Yes, I'm doing what I love, helping with people like you, Pat, opening people's minds internationally. So I just want to do that by the beach so I can I've always wanted that because that's a very peaceful place for me.
And you know what? You've got the idea. Know that that is already done. That is yours for the taking. Don't you think, Les?
Absolutely.
That
make
is her
happen.
For the taking.
It's
and
yours.
I can do
make
this
it happen.
There.
It's up
you
to
can.
You now.
All right. Make it happen. Thank you so much, Casey.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Wow. Thank you, Les. And we have another caller. Why don't we go right to it?
Okay.
Who do we have there, Chris?
Hello, Dr. Pat.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you, and hello to you. Hello, Les Brown. This is Nima from New Jersey. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Two of my absolute favorite people, heroes, I'm talking to at the same time. This is incredible.
Are you
thank
New
you.
Jersey? You know, I'm from New Jersey.
Oh, whereabouts?
Yeah, I was Bridgewater.
Okay, North Plainfield.
I graduated Plainfield High School.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, Les, well, we won't get distracted with that now, because I want you to get every minute that you possibly can with this amazing man, Les Brown.
Oh, my God. And, Les, first of all, let me congratulate you on conquering the cancer.
Thank you.
You have made that commitment to, you know, living at the highest level of vitality, and it's clearly manifest in your results. And I just want to say that, first of all, I want to ask you, how can I've got a lot of experiences, and I've been asked to speak in a lot of different situations and by different organizations, but most of the time I've turned them down because I've been afraid. I know I've lived a lot of life, and I've got a lot of good things to say, but how do I craft a message? What kind of advice could you give me in just getting started as a speaker and really, you know, feeling my way through the initial stages?
Well, I would, if possible, I would find a coach locally where I am for someone who's doing it that I can work with them, do an apprenticeship and help them, or just get directly involved in Toastmasters or the National Speakers Association at lesbrown.com. You'll see the Les Brown Speaker Development Program. As far as crafting your message, one of the things that I teach is find out who the audience is, what it is they're up against, what they're facing, what are the challenges, what are the opportunities, and how can you craft a message out of your life experience that will have value for them that they could use right now, that you can give them some takeaways.
Mm.
Okay. Mm. You know, what allowed me to become very successful in this industry, the industry is governed by the thinking of Dale Carnegie, which he has a very good course, which is tell them what you're going to tell them and tell them what you told them. I believe in all I getting, get understanding. Find out who those people are. There are audiences inside of each audience. How can you make it encouraging and inspiring? How could you make it funny and give them some poignant moments? And how can you leverage what you have done, what you've gone through, where they leave there feeling better about themselves, but talking about you.
Mm. Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
That is awesome.
Now, I know you have a dream. I can feel you have a dream.
Yes, he does.
Can you feel it, Les?
Yes, he does, and he has a gift, too.
I can feel it.
And you're frightened, and that's okay. Every time I speak, I'm frightened. Every time. I'm known when I go to a speaking engagement, I never go backstage and sit down. I'm too nervous. I'm out going around the tables talking to people, and they are just shocked because usually the guest speaker, he's out of sight. You know, I'm the kind of person, I say, you know, money doesn't change you. It makes you more what you are. When I'm in a limousine, I ride with the window down because I pay too much for that car for you not to know I'm in it.
I'm with you, Les. You're not going to find me in some green room or some dressing room. I'm going to be sipping coffee with the people in the, and you know, that have come to hear me.
Absolutely, yeah. So feel the fear and do it anyhow.
Mm. All right.
Are you ready to go to the next level?
Absolutely.
We want to support you in this. We want to help you. You know, we want to create the air underneath your wings. You see?
And I want to
Email me at les@lesbrown.com to mention that we and I talked on the show, okay? Nope. So we can communicate.
Fantastic.
You hear this? This is how we partner on this planet to help each other.
Absolutely. I'm here because a whole lot of people helped me.
Exactly. Exactly. Me too.
Thank you so much. And Dr. Pat, I'll be reaching out to you too because we are fellow Plainfield High School alumni.
You know what? You know how to get me. All you need to do is send me an email at live@crustbusting.com and you've got me.
Fantastic.
Let's connect.
Indeed.
Remember,
thanks
we want
so
to create
much,
that air underneath, the wind that's going to carry you to the next level.
That's what it's about.
All right. We love you.
We love you too, y'all.
Love you. Take care now.
All right. I have the best listening on. I have the people that listen to my shows, and it's my Voice America show and my KKNW show out of Seattle, and I want to extend an invitation to have you come on that show to share, you know, what you are doing so that there are people out there that can get to that next level, Les.
Oh, I would love to.
You know, I want to also mention for those of you that might be tuning in for right now that I'm here with an amazing individual. I'm here with an award-winning author, you know, a fabulous, a man that is committing his life to the greatness of other people. You see what I'm saying? This is Les Brown. He is a world-renowned speaker. He is a fabulous, unbelievable author, radio and television celebrity. His new book, which I talked about earlier, is called Up Thoughts for Down Times. You know what I'm saying? This downtime stuff has got to go.
Absolutely.
We've got to get the tools to the people to let them know that we can live life full out, Les.
And we need to know that each day that you're going to have some challenges, but it's okay. Those things are not there to stop you. It's just there to empower you. You know, you can't learn good horsemanship by riding a tame horse. You can't fix lemonade with sugar alone. You've got to have some sour lemons, and the hotter the battle, the sweeter the victory.
Absolutely.
And while we're going through stuff, it's very important, and that's what I had to face when I had 238 radiation seed implants, and then my PSA continued to go up to 57. 1 to 4 is normal. That's stands for prostate-specific antigen.
Oh, my goodness.
And that happened most recently. And one of the things I had to continue to affirm, that this too shall pass.
Mm.
That when we're in the midst of it, we think at that time that this is all there is and it's going to last forever. And so you wanted to know, number one, is that this too shall pass. And the other thing, you have to expect things to get better for you.
Absolutely. We'll talk about that when we come back because this is about living life full out. I'm Pat Cecilli. This is Crust Busting. This is about you, your life. That's why we do this show. That's why I come to you. That's why I bring you people like Les Brown. Because this is for you to decide today that you will live life full out. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Short break. I'm right here on VoiceAmerica.com. We'll be right back.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, me, Yvonne, in the realm of being each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Take the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Being. Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Grace your space with flair. Dragon art to soothe your soul by Colette Marie Steffen is available now. Colette invested an average of 6 months on each painting. Her piece titled Courage took 3 years to complete. The paintings are printed with the latest technology to best capture the true essence of the painting. Browse the 64 dragons and dragonflies and order your paintings today at talesfromthevector.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Are you curious about who the Holy Spirit is, or whether or not the Holy Spirit is real, and even more so, how to connect with an invisible God on a deeper level? Join me, Dr. Lisa Kohut, on Making the Holy Spirit Famous every second and fourth Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Central Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to begin that relationship, to begin to deepen your relationship with the Holy Spirit. To work with me, go to HolySpiritCoach.com. See you soon.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation from the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back to Crossbusting Your Way to an Awesome Life with Dr. Pat. If you would like to participate in today's program, call in at 1-888-335-5204. Now let's join Dr. Pat for some serious crossbusting.
Welcome back, everyone. And, you know, Les and I were talking during the break. I'm here with Les Brown, amazing individual. And we do have another caller because, you know what, this is about the message, isn't it, Les?
Yes, without question, absolutely.
It is. It's about being in service of those people that are out there saying, I can do it. I can do it. And, you know, I opened your book, and the book that I'm talking about right now is Up Thoughts for Down Times. And the page I turned to is Be a Victor, Not a Victim. And that's why we get the calls that we get. Let's take our caller. And then, Les, I want to talk to you about the fabulous work you're doing in the speaking arena and your training programs. But we do have a caller. I think we have Bonnie on the line, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Hey, hi, Bonnie.
How are you?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Hello, Bonnie.
Hello, Les. My name is Reverend Bonnie Barnard, and I'm actually traveling the country with the National Forgiveness Tour.
Mm.
And reminding us of how much power we have and how much power exists in letting go of resentment.
National Forgiveness Tour?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to know, to be in touch with you about that.
I will get you all that information.
Thank you.
I will put you directly in touch with the Reverend.
Dr. Pat is a big sponsor of the tour, and we have a fabulous partnership. Amazing.
It's like you said, you got to partner with people.
That's right. Who's the sponsor?
Crossbusting, my show.
Oh, excellent. Oh, my goodness.
Because forgiveness, you ain't going very far without it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now, Bonnie, do you have a question for Les?
I sure do. Two came up as you were talking. One was, I'm interested in knowing how Les holds his vision, because I heard him say, which was really powerful, that having the association with the vision instead of the how is what propels you forward. And the second question I'm curious about is how he brings God in to his message. I've heard him speak many times, and God is always present. And so I want to know how, if that's a conscious thing, an unconscious thing, and how that fits in his message.
Well, it's always in my message, no matter where I speak. I know how to craft my message so that it does not offend anyone, and that my languaging is inclusive regardless of your belief system. As one of the things I teach speakers, to be very conscious of what it is that you're saying. A message has no power in and of itself. You have to take into account who's going to hear this, and how can I craft this message in such a way that they could take it in, that they could embrace it. So I pay a great deal of attention to the listening, and I train people to do that. The other thing is what I do to hold a vision, the support group is very important, but I have visuals. I've put together a treasure board, and I encourage people to do that when we do our training, our self-empowerment weekend, and we put together the pictures. What does it look like? And we encourage people to have action steps, and I have a mastermind journal, and so I have the things written down every day. If people who are listening right now have a goal, if you write down six things you need to do, the most important six things you need to do today, if you write them down, what you know you need to do that can move you in the direction of your dream tomorrow, and just practice that, and don't leave that list until you complete it, that will encourage you to begin to not only stay on purpose, but you will reach 87% of your goals doing something just that simple by keeping the main thing the main thing. You know, Robert Shula said, by the yard it's hard, but inch by inch, anything is a cinch.
I love that.
Fabulous. Well, thank you so much for your continued inspiration.
Oh, thank you.
And for those of you that are listening, if you want to find out more about the Forgiveness Tour, go to Bonnie, give out the website.
It's www.theforgivenesstour.com.
Excellent. And we will connect you with Les, and you can have that conversation, and all of us will be going to the next level.
All right. Blessings to both of you.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Let's talk a little bit about the work that you're doing with people regarding the upcoming, step into your greatness as a public speaker.
Yes. Well, I develop a reputation as a speaker, but my gifting is in the area of coaching, of helping a person find their voice. But I wanted to experiment with my life and to find out if what I'm teaching really works. And then after I got caught up in doing it and had such a good time doing it, I continue to do that. Now I'm going back to coaching, and come June 1st, as I mentioned to you offline, that I'm going to reinvent myself and spend more time coaching rather than speaking. And this is designed to help people to get started. There's no such thing as job security. The 40-40 plan is gone, where you can work for 40 years, 40 hours a week. That's gone. And you want to create an opportunity for yourself just in case. 8 years ago, my health insurance for me and my children in a managed care program was $2,400 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after being diagnosed with prostate cancer and cancer-free, my health insurance just for me is $4,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as I get older, my goal is to be an asset to my children, not a liability. I don't want them worried about who's going to buy dads for groceries.
Okay. Right, I got you.
Yeah, so the knowledge is the new currency. So I teach people, if you like to help people, or whatever your vision is, to me, success is doing what it is you love to do that provides value for others and find a way to earn a living doing it. And so that's what this speaker training is all about. It takes place in Las Vegas on March the 31st through April the 3rd. With my mentor, Mike Williams, who this man, through his leadership, his guidance, and his coaching, I've earned over $52 million in the last 20 years doing what I love to do. And nobody would have paid me that on a job. I have no college training. I've never worked for a major corporation. I just found a way to earn a living doing that which I love to do, and that is to touch people's lives. And we are teaching people how they can do that through this training process, and they can go to our website, lesbrown.com, and read read all about it. We encourage them to be there. It will be a life-transforming experience.
Absolutely. And again, go to the website, www.lesbrown.com. There are many things on the website. There's coaching that you could do. You can, you know, take a look at some of the video, the sound, some of the messages from Les, and get some more information about the upcoming event in Las Vegas, March 31st to April 3rd. Let me just tell you, there are four different levels of this program. There's something here for everybody. And, you know, that is my vision. I love getting out in front of large groups of people. I'm not sure what that's about, but you know, I step out there and I'm like you.
Hey.
I love it.
And the thing is,
but I need help like anybody.
We all do, and it's about volume and velocity. You know, we have to increase our volume. When we look at young people today, we look at what's happening in the world today. I believe the world exists as it does because the bad people are working harder than the good people.
Mm.
And so what we want to do is increase our volume and move with a sense of urgency, is volume and velocity, to get our work out here, to enroll other people, to create strategic partnerships and collaborations to make an impact, to leave our footprint.
Yes. And, you know, that's what this show is about. That's what Les's work is about. For those of you that want me to just mention one more time, this book, Up Thoughts for Down Times, this is about encouraging words for getting through life. You know what? And today's show was about you. You choosing to live life full out, you know, with the guidance, with the coaching, with the experience, with the wonder of the amazing Les Brown. Again, www.lesbrown.com. Step into your greatness as a public speaker. Les, thank you so much for all that you do and all that you are. You are such a blessing, an amazing individual, and your gifts are indescribable. Thank you so much.
And thank you for your light and for your vision. And thank you, listeners. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy.
All right. We'll see you all next week. Remember, put down your goals, step forth, and strengthen those wings, because it's your turn to live life full out. I'm Pat Basile, right here at Voice America. I'll see you next week. Make yourself a fabulous life.
Network. For more information about the network, visit TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about. I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Thursday to you, Benny Mathers, here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Around the Sound. Looks like we have a recent collision on Highway 101 southbound at Mile Post 359 near Steamboat Island Road. The left lane has been blocked. Look out for detour there. Also, I-5 northbound at Sammis Way. There's another collision partially blocked in the left lane there. Medical aid, fire assistance, incident response, and state patrol have arrived on the scene, and they are taking care of that collision. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, it's unapologetically favored with your host, Courtney Cottrell. And the
News Radio. I'm Lisa Taylor. President Biden will soon update the nation on the growing crisis in Ukraine.
We expect to hear from the president in a short time from now.
White House correspondent Kristen Welker says Biden is expected to unveil more economic sanctions against Russia. Russian military forces continue pounding targets in Ukraine after getting the go-ahead from Russian President Vladimir Putin overnight. Putin unleashed a terrifying force in Ukraine with tanks, jets, missiles, and troops. There's a huge traffic jam in the capital as hundreds of families are desperate to escape amid explosions. Travel isn't any easier by air as Ukraine has shut down its airspace after declaring a state of emergency and then martial law. Several neighboring countries are preparing to take in refugees. Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine ramped up quickly, but experts say his dispute has been brewing since 2014. Larry Napper, who is a former U.S. ambassador to the Soviet republics, says Russian President Vladimir Putin has been adding fuel to a fire.
The Russians were supporting separatists who were trying to break away from the government in Kiev.
That, he said, violated Ukraine's sovereignty. As for the timing, he says the Russian economy has been flailing and the nation has botched their response to COVID. This insurgency, he suspects, is partly to divert attention. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is reacting to the invasion of Ukraine.
Very frightening images. Our hearts go out to all the residents of that country that is now under siege.
She notes New York State has one of the largest Ukrainian populations outside of Ukraine. She says her support is with President Biden as he deals with the situation. New York is on heightened alert when it comes to cybersecurity. Thousands of Ukrainians are now fleeing toward Poland. In Kyiv, Aaron McLaughlin says Russian troops have crossed the border from Belarus in the Chernobyl zone.
The National Guard of Ukraine, which guards the storage of unsafe radioactive waste in Chernobyl, is fiercely resisting.
The president of Ukraine is calling on anyone to help defend the country against Russia. He says they'll be given weapons as more military strikes and explosions are carried out today. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-823-6836. 800-823-6836. 800-823-6836. That's 800-823-6836.
Now let's go ahead and take a look now at our alternative talk weather outlook for Thursday. It's chilly Thursday again. We have some overnight snow showers in selected areas. They will taper off. So mostly sunny skies by this afternoon. High temperatures around 40, 41. Tonight, mostly clear skies. Low temperatures back down to about 26. For Friday, more sunshine expected. Highs warmer around 47 with partly cloudy skies for Friday night. Lows back down to around freezing, 32, 33. Saturday, slight chance of rain and snow showers. Highs around 48 with the warming temperatures for the evening. It'll turn to rain through the overnight, lows down to about 40. The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. right here on KKNW AM 1150. Join the show to experience expert advice and knowledge on today's events in our local economy that can affect your money. That's every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. with a repeat show on Sundays at 8 a.m. For more information about The Money Hour radio show and their guests, visit themoneyhour.com. That's themoneyhour.com.
Alternative Talk 1150 is your sports organization's safe bet when it comes to airing your team's games. Our players are all seasoned professionals when it comes to sports programming. Imagine your games being heard on local radio. Your team deserves the MVP treatment. Call 425-653-1150 today to learn how affordable and fun it is to broadcast your games on the radio. Call 425-653-1150 and make your next season something special. That's 425-653-1150.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready for inspirational, motivational, purpose-driven conversation with Courtney Cottrell and Dr. Pat Basile. This is Unapologetically Favored, a show where you will learn to be yourself, love yourself, and walk in your purpose without fear or worry. Courtney is a leader of many and a friend to all. He is a passionate speaker, author, and 21-year active duty Master Chief with the United States Navy. here to show you that obstacles are everywhere. But the moment you stop letting your setbacks define you, you start to see yourself in a brilliant new light. Find your confidence, own your power, and never apologize for who you are. Unapologetically Favored starts now. Hey, everybody, welcome. Another look. Okay, so this is really not my show. This is actually Courtney's show. And so I just stepped right all over her. Right, Courtney? I'd just be like, she doesn't know how to shut up. What's going on?
Do your thing. No.
I'm so excited to talk to you about this topic, but... Unapologetically Favored with Courtney Cottrell and Dr. Pat. Today's show is hot. It's hot.
Yes.
So give us the Courtney Cottrell opening with today's topic, because this one, this is the one. This is the one that just saying it gives me like hot flash.
Well, you know, welcome to Unapologetically Favored today. So in the light and the joyfulness of releasing my third book, Never Be Afraid to Eat Alone, I wanted to do a show that actually talks about and touches on that subject. There has recently been conversations that I've had with people that, you know, ask, how do you do it? You know, well, if I'm feeling like I'm the only one doing this, or I don't want to do this because it's always just me fighting this battle. And I said, what greater conversation to have to go parallel with this book release than to talk about Never Be Afraid to Eat Alone and Unapologetically Favored. We are here to motivate, inspire, and encourage you to get up and be the best version of yourself and walk in your purpose.
So let's talk about the depth and breadth of that, though, for a minute. Comment on it, because I wasn't kidding when I said just saying it, never being afraid to eat alone, has such depth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many people hear that and go to, I don't want to be alone.
Right.
I don't want to eat alone. I don't want to be alone. That's my worst nightmare, to grow up and grow older and be alone. Just saying the word "be alone," "eat alone," anything alone, right? The only popularity the word "alone" has gotten was from the pop group Heart in their breakout song "Alone," and that was sad as all hell.
But this one is just, you know. It's funny because when I speak to people, I do my speaking engagements, and even with my brand, I always say you're not the only one. But the truth is, the reality is that sometimes you may be the only one. You may be the only one standing up. You may be the only one saying, you know what, everybody's turning left, but I want to go right. You might find yourself actually being the only one. And when you look around and it's just you and that feeling of loneliness and you're alone, it gets uncomfortable. So how do we get past that? You know, how do we be okay with being the only one, with not being afraid to eat by ourselves if necessary? How do we get past that? And, you know, and in my thought process, the first way or the first step is to, you have to embrace and know and understand and truly be connected to your whole self.
Are you ready?
You know, not just a piece, but your whole self.
Yeah. You know, let me ask you this question, right? I want to talk about this idea of embracing our true nature, and I know that's an area you specialize in. I mean, it's the breakout work that you do. So I'm really clear about that. But part of your ground, your history, you know, you, Courtney A. Cottrell, you, Unapologetically Favored you, right? You know more than most people what it's like. United States Navy Master Chief, right? You know what it's like to be in that place where you may have to fearlessly and unapologetically stand alone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can't help it. I am struck by, there was a post this morning on Twitter from fantastic, I think one of the fastest runners in the world at this point.
And she, Ms. Richardson, track and field,
yes,
sprinter, she got bumped. You can't compete, right?
Right.
Marijuana.
Right.
And she posted this morning. One of the few posts that I've seen post just saying it.
Right.
And then I hashtagged it and posted. But she came out and she said, hello, what is going on? This person over here, blood test, a chemical drug.
Mm-hmm.
Me. And she was like, is this a black and white issue?
Right.
And I posted hashtag black and white. I said, this is so black and white. I mean, but at one point, do we become afraid of just saying what's on our mind and being who we are? Because if we're unapologetically favored, right, then that is going to help us step forward in power and be our true nature. And isn't this what you are talking about, is stepping forward, being in your true nature? And sometimes some people are going to say, oh, no, you can't. Anybody ever said that to you?
I've heard a couple of times. You won't be able to, you can't do it. I mean, I always tell people, I can show you better than I can tell you. And see, embracing your whole true self means being okay with being vulnerable. And vulnerability will put you in an uncomfortable spot because you have to be okay with knowing somebody's going to tell you no. You have to be okay with knowing that people are going to talk about you, that they're going to slam a door in your face. You have to already accept, like begin to build in your mind all the negative outcomes and be okay with that. Once you get past that and you embrace the vulnerability piece, then that's when you can become unapologetic. Because at that moment when you embrace the vulnerability, you don't care what people think. You don't care how they're going to react because you are standing and owning who you truly are, embracing your true natural self. And it's a whirlwind, and a lot of people need to hear that it's okay to be your wholehearted natural self because we're so busy trying to be what we think other people want us to be. You can't be like everybody else because they're taken. You can only be you. That's it. Unless you're a twin or a triplet or, you know, you got identical siblings, you know, then okay, I'll give you a little bit. But, you know, you are you. Embrace your – you are unique. No tree is exactly the same, you know, and it's one of those steps that goes towards having that confidence to stand on your own, to be the only one to say, hey, there's a problem when there's a problem. Not being afraid to speak out, knowing again that people are going to look at you sideways, slam the door in your face, tell you to sit down in the corner and color. But again, you have that confidence and you're unapologetic. And you stand up and say, no, I don't care what you tell me.
Yeah, so let's talk about this. So part of what you're talking about is like, you got to take all of me. So you got to, like, here's my flaws. Here's like my missteps. Here's the potholes. A bad decision, bad time, good time, great love, bad love, like all of it. And that, right? That seems to be at the core of courage to me.
It does. It is. You have to give people an ultimatum. Don't give them an option. Don't say, oh, well, you can have me or not. You know, I mean, it's like, just you will have me or not. Be confident in it. And I love this quote. I was just kind of thinking about this, and I saw it on Pinterest, and I said, I love it, where Eleanor Roosevelt says that no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. And when I talk about owning your power and leveling up, you give your power away when you allow people to dictate your emotions, how you respond, your character, the way you speak, the way you dress. When you allow people to start dictating your life and the different things that come with it, you're giving away your power.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I love this conversation, but it all ties back into your life purpose, your mission, and what you're doing, Courtney, to help other people.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I just shared a little bit about you and your journey, and we've done shows as well to get to the depth and the breadth of things. But you're on a mission to make sure that we live in a world where people can't say, I didn't know. I didn't know because I didn't read this book. I didn't know because I didn't listen to that show.
Mm-hmm.
But But boy, I'll tell you, we're living in a time and a world where we want to make people right or wrong. You know, this morning my post wasn't about right or wrong.
Right.
It was about the facts.
Right.
And sometimes the facts are emotional.
Mm-hmm.
They lift us up. They could bring us down. But we have to stay the course. How important is it for us to understand all of what you're talking about here? And in your book, how do you address purpose, passion, even if you're alone?
Ooh, how do I address it?
Let's take a short break. Let's go to
we'll
short
do that. We'll come back and talk about that.
Because look, it was easy for me in my life many times when everybody's cheering.
Right.
And everything is like cool, right? But it's not those times that I remember. It's the times where I had to scratch and crawl and find myself and to move out of an addiction, to stand up and be the person I am in life, despite what other people may say about that. Those are the moments that I remember. But few people are teaching others how to be that, and that's what you're doing. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to hear all about this fabulous new book from Courtney, because this is what it is.
Yes.
Never be afraid to eat alone. Never be afraid to eat alone. When we come back, passion, purpose, courage, and conviction, all from the most amazing Courtney Cottrell. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Unapologetically Favored. I am one of your hosts, Courtney Cottrell, along with Ms. Fabulous Dr. Pat. And we're talking today about a topic that actually is kind of covering my book, Never Be Afraid to Eat Alone. And just to give out my information, if you want to purchase the book, if you're needing that inspiration, that motivation, that power drive, you can find my book on Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Walmart, I think maybe Target.com as well, Books a Million. It is out there, all three of my books. But today we are specifically talking about never being afraid to eat alone. And before we went to the break, Dr. Pat asked me a question about how is my passion and my purpose and my conviction and courage, you know, how do I talk about that in my book? Well, it's a baby step process. Because like I said in the beginning, you know, building that courage and that confidence, you have to know who you are. Because once you know who you are, you know what your tolerance level is. You know what you can and what you cannot endure. And the longer you're in the game of just stress and business and work and life and school and careers, you know, your line is stretched a little bit more than most because you can handle a little bit more. So I like to dig deep and ask those open-ended self-reflection questions. You know, what is your legacy when you leave, whether it's this earth, your career? You know, what do you want out of life? What are things that bring you joy and peace? What's a relationship or a person or a thing that you need to heal from? Because a lot of the times we avoid those uncomfortable situations and we don't want to face it. But you have to in order to heal, in order to know who you are, in order to move forward. Because if you're still stuck in the past with grudges and hate in your heart and, you know, not wanting to forgive, you're always going to be held back in life. So uncovering all that, you know, with a sprinkle of motivation here and there to help you get through your day, that is what I share in this book. It's a workbook. It's homework. You have assignments because I want you to get to know who you truly are at your core.
Mm-hmm. I think that, and let me ask you about this, there are so many places that we can point to. I like to call them signs. I don't know what else to call them. And some people, I guess if you're like in the military, you have like words like indicators or directives or things like that. But they all mean the same thing.
Right.
They're like things that show up exactly when they need to show up to question you as to whether or not you're really serious about something.
Right.
Even if you're going against the grain.
Right.
And what's really interesting for me is, you know, I went through the process of really looking at who do I want to become?
Mm-hmm.
Who do we as a network want to become?
Mm-hmm.
And when you make that decision, can you talk to the point that sometimes things are hard, sometimes they're uncomfortable, sometimes it will make others around us
right.
run for the hills?
Oh, yeah. And I tell people, you know, everybody wants to be in charge, but they don't want to be in charge. Everybody wants to be great, but they don't want to put in the hard work or go through the trials and tribulations that it takes to become great. So my new job that I have, you know, I like to walk around and meet the people that I'm going to be working for, with, those who will be working with me. And I came across a young black female, and she's working with two white guys. And my first thing that I don't like is, you know, the race card. Don't pull the race card on me. So it was kind of in that situation, but not really. More of a type of a leadership situation. And the bottom line was, I can't do this by myself. I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
So I listen to people when you're venting. I will listen to you all day long because I'm not going to pass judgment. I'm going to see where I can help you, you know, kind of shift your mindset from a negative one to a positive one. Because the quality of your day is all about your mindset. And I asked this young lady, you know, why are you running away?
Hmm.
You want to be a leader, but then when it's time to lead, even during challenges, you want to run away. See, and a lot of us do that. We want to ask for something, but then when the challenge becomes too great or we're uncomfortable with it or we don't agree with it or it's exposing too much of who we really are and we're not there yet to accept that or our flaws, we want to run away. But what if, just what if, your presence at that moment or that moment in general was meant for you to be there? Because your presence at that moment has a purpose, whether it's to change the culture, be the leader, make changes, you know, within, I don't know, policy. What if that moment was for you? But see, that's how we miss out on our blessings and opportunities in life, because people want to run away from that situation. But when you're running away from that moment, you could be possibly running away from the greatest thing that could have ever happened to you in your life. And then when you're sitting at home trying to figure out, why is my life not going the way I thought it should, or why am I over here not getting what I want? Because you kept running from the challenges that were set up to be your test, or the mess that was set up for you to have a message, because that was, you know, the way that you were going to get to the next level, but you couldn't see that because when that challenge got too great, you wanted to run away. Everybody's presence have a purpose, and we have to open that third eye to figure out what that is. But, you know, you are where you're supposed to be. You are meant to be at the exact moment in your life where you're standing right now.
Yeah. I mean, I am so struck by every time that level of fear comes up for me. And, you know, I love that you're talking about, and there's so much in this. I really want you to comment on this, the title of your book, Never Be Afraid to Eat Alone. See, underneath that is both the emotional, the psychological, the mental, and the spiritual aspect of six words.
Right.
Six words.
Powerful.
Never, right? Never be afraid to eat alone. And I've thought about the times in my life where the last part of that had such pivotal power.
Mm-hmm.
I think about that a lot, and I think about what that means. But I wonder how I feel about it in the world I live in today, how I overcome my fears. Does just the words eat alone give me visions of dumpster diving as a homeless kid in New York City? Does it give me that?
Mm-hmm.
Or does it give me a moment of peace when I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I am going to sit here and eat all by myself, and I am not going to be interrupted, and I have a moment of peace.
Mm-hmm.
But there's meaning behind the title and the story. Tell us about it.
So when I was trying to come up with the title for this book, I wanted to be something that kind of captured everything under one title, like having confidence, having courage, being powerful, empowering people. And I remember I wrote down about 10 different titles, and I sent them to my mom. She was kind of going through them. She's like, nope, don't want this one. Nope, I'm a little stronger. Nope, well, this is kind of okay, but I take this word out. And so I think Never Be Afraid to Eat Alone was like the very last title I sent her. And she said, why would you want to name your book that? Like, it was just, because when you think about it, just like at eye level, like you don't really, I'd never be afraid to eat alone. Like, I go out to the restaurants by myself all the time. Like, I don't like the city, but it's more than just that. It's don't be afraid to eat alone. Don't be afraid to stand up and stand out. Don't be afraid to take on challenges if it's just you by yourself. Have that confidence, have that willpower, have that courage to say, you know what, I might be the only woman on this travel trip, but my presence has a purpose, and I'm a, because people treat you the way you treat yourself. And if you don't have confidence, if you're feeling weak, people are going to assume that about you. But when you have that confidence inside of you, because you know who you are, you know your tolerance level, you have set healthy boundaries in your life so that you're not being taken advantage of, people respect you because you seem like you have it all together.
I love this. And first of all, I was going to your website. I had a flashback. Okay, I had a flashback the minute you and I did our first interview, and yeah. You were going around doing interviews about unapologetically favored.
Yes.
Right? And you, that was the book about, as you would say, a woman, a leader, a testimony.
Right.
A woman, a leader, a testimony. And I was so touched by your journey, your story, and knew that there was so much more of Courtney Cottrell, so much more, Courtney A. Cottrell, so much more. And, you know, now I'm watching you as a leader, as somebody that is coming out. Now you're writing another book. Now you're writing a book that's going to really make us think about the choices we make, whether it be a choice about action or a choice about emotion. Am I going to wake up today and be all over myself with sadness and self-pity today?
Right.
Is that going to be my day? Is what I'm going through today? I was to ask myself this question. I said, I'm having a day because I have a big vision, and there's a lot of moving parts. And sometimes when you got a lot of moving parts, one or two of them, they start to crackle and crinkle, and you got to get in there and fix them up. But when you have a dream for yourself, help us understand the purpose and the meaning and the power behind holding on to that dream, despite what other people say, despite what may show up. See, you knew you were set to be in motion to where you are today.
Yeah, you have to. You only get one life to live. One life to live.
I know.
That's it. This isn't the pregame. This isn't, you know, like a workup to something. This isn't, you know, this isn't a practice. This is the game of life. So if there is something that you want to do, if you can envision it, if you are passionate about it, if you understand, you know, your purpose behind it, and you want to live and walk in that purpose, go do it. But having that confidence to be able to walk on that land by yourself without fear is what we're talking about. Never being afraid to eat alone. That is it.
Yeah. I love this. We're going to go to a quick break, but here's how I love this. You know, I was at the step out, like go to grocery store the other day, right? And I was just getting ready to go play table tennis, and so I didn't quite have on my table tennis attire, you know, but I had a T-shirt on. But I had to run out real quick to get something at the store. So I throw on a shirt, consciously, mind you. I throw on this shirt, actually, this T-shirt, but it's got sticky things. It's a label.
Right.
Scratch my back. And I put it on backwards on purpose because I don't want to be scratched. I just got to run out, right, with my mask on, and I run out in the store, and I'm sitting in the line, and the woman behind me says, are you having a rough day? And I just looked at her like, oh, I don't know, like Maybe it's a potato chips I got to bring into the potluck for the ping pong. I don't know. And I looked at her and I said, no, like I'm really excited about today. She said, oh. She says, do you know your shirt's on backwards? And then I just, okay. And I said, yeah. I put it on backwards on purpose because I'm in a hurry. I need a T-shirt. I'm not walking in here in my bra. And the bottom line is, I hate those scratchy labels, and I don't have time to cut them because I grew up with my mom telling me don't cut the labels off things. See, now you have a psychological, and I'm talking to the woman behind me, right? You should have seen the printed checker. And I said, now you have a psychological profile of nuances about me. I would always put my T-shirt on backwards in order to avoid myself cutting the labels. Now, that's actually not true, but I could have had a moment where I was like, oh, I mean, I got my T-shirt on backwards, Courtney. I'm like a bad person. How often do we go through life with those? I want to talk with you about that when we come back and how you address that in your book. Because, see, it is things like that. If they're said to you enough in your lifetime, you will not have the courage. You will not if you hear it enough. Mm-hmm. But what happens if you have an angel called Courtney Cottrell? Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Unapologetically Favorite. I am Courtney Cottrell here with Ms. Dr. Pat. Today we are just talking about, you know, just uncovering and just peeling back the layers of my new book, Never Be Afraid to Eat Alone. Please check out my website as well if you want to purchase the book or just follow me in anything that I do, speaking events, I might know them. Hello, I will respond. Unapologeticallyfavorite.net is my website with all my social media contacts, all that kind of good stuff. But, yes, never be afraid to eat alone.
How do we get the book?
You can purchase the book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, Walmart.com, Target.com, Books A Million. Oh, my goodness, if you Google it, you will find it. I promise you.
I'm really excited about this book for you, but I'm really excited about the message. You know, I think many of us have understood the power and potentiality of courage, but also the power and potentiality of standing in one's true nature, whatever that looks like for you.
Right.
The power and potentiality of being that person that you want to be and also you want to become. And when you call all those in, Courtney, I don't know if you woke up one day and you declared and you said, Mom, I am going to be a United States Navy Master Chief. They're going to call me Master Chief. That's what they're going to call me. Now, I don't know if you did that or not. But the energy of who we become either gets, right, it either gets fueled and seeded and watered and nurtured to become, or we may have to do a little bit more work there, right?
Oh, yes. We got to put a little network. And that is the part that people have the most problems with. Because, you know, putting that network is not easy. When I do my coaching facilitation for the Navy, because we are incorporating like a coaching culture, I talk about the young generations being an Amazon Prime era, where they're just so used to having everything at their fingertips. You know, I couldn't go on my phone and look up the definition of a word because Webster Dictionary was actually a whole book, and you had to know how to go through the dictionary and find your word or go to the library with the library card to check your book out. You have to know all these things. Now it's just so easy to pick up a phone, open up a laptop, open up, you know, log into your tablet, and just look up whatever you want. Order something on Amazon. It can come in between the next hour and the next couple of days. And we are so conditioned to just having things instantly that putting in hard work, you know, that's just not part of our thought process or vocabulary or expectation. But things don't happen overnight. You're about successful people. It took them 7, 10, 15, 20 years to get to where they're at. You know, even that of yourself, you know, like you put in work, you know, you went through rock bottom and that was the strength that, you know, your strength was formed down there to help you get up out of rock bottom to, you know, being as wonderful as human being that you are today. You know, but people don't realize that things don't happen overnight.
No.
You have to put in work and own that challenge.
Yeah. You know what I love? I love, like, being part of the Olympics energy for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not a big fan of a lot of the Olympic sports, right? I mean, other people. I love first-time things. So when somebody says, we're going to have women in the monobob, which is a sled, which is one person in a sled, and then we're going to bring the women. I'm like, let's watch that. Okay. These two ladies could be in your book. These two women, United States of America, monobob, gold and silver, they could be in your book. Both of them had extraordinary challenges to get even in the sled. One of them went from the Canadian team to the U.S. team, did not have her citizenship to December.
Yeah.
The other one, they quarantined her away from her. These two women, these stories, and when you hear them talk about it, and when you hear Humphreys talk about a full body tattoo, I'm just saying, when you hear both of these ladies talk about how they would not miss this event, it wouldn't matter. They prepared for it, and neither one of them had an easy in. The challenges that these two overcome, right? Leah Myers Taylor, the quarantine, not having the equipment she needed. I mean, come on. And then Humphreys is like, I think I'm going to be in for the United States. Maybe I got my citizenship. When we overcome challenges, do they make us stronger, Courtney?
Well, I definitely believe it. Because you have to, you never know how strong you are until that's your last option for survival, is to be strong. When you are at rock bottom, when you are sitting down in that dark place in your life, that is when you normally kind of, you know, do a lot of self-reflection. You're getting back in touch with your inner self, your real, true, at the core self. And you're looking around at your family. You're looking at your friends. You're looking at, you know, relationships and situationships and, you know, the things that you're going on in your life. And that is where we make our most life-changing, pivotal decisions. Because it's then where we say, you know what, no more. I'm going to stand up and stand out. I'm going to take charge. I'm not going to allow you to take my power. I'm taking my power back. I'm going to do what I have to do, regardless if you think I can do it or not. I'm going to walk down this path that was set before me because that's the journey I'm supposed to be on. You can pull me this way, ask me for things that way, say I'm not going to be anything the other way, but I'm going to do me. That darkness, that weakness always turns into a strength, in my opinion. That is why we have so many strong individuals, not doesn't matter race, creed, gender, religion. We have a lot of strong individuals because all those strong individuals, I guarantee you have a story.
Listen to this here, because I think this is what your book is all about. I think this is what you're all about, and we're seeing it. I hope that your work and the book are going to help people stop in their tracks to realize that these moments are for them. They're not for the 1 or 2% in the world. Every one of us has our moments, right? You know, when Humphreys was asked and she was standing there, right? You know, and she was given the U.S. flag. She climbed out. She bent over, clearly emotional, a big across her face. And she says, this one feels more emotional than most. She says it feels emotional. Why? Because you just talked about it, Courtney. You know, when you overcome, she says, it really hits the heartstrings a little bit that I had to fight so hard for something. I had to fight so hard for something I wanted.
Right.
And I had the backing and support and the nation that stood behind me, and it worked.
Right.
We cannot give up the fight, can we?
Oh, no. And, you know, and luckily she had that support. But there are so many people that don't have that support, and that's when they feel like they want to give up.
That's
they don't
when you
have
go
that.
Alone.
Right, and they're just like, you know what, I can't make it. You know, having that support system is huge. But I'm here to tell people that even if you do not have that support system, the only thing that's stopping you from becoming great, the only thing that's stopping you from achieving or living that dream or walking in your purpose and, you know, living with true passion is you. You're the only one that can stop you from doing that. So even without a support system, you still are going to have to put in work. You're still going to have to work hard, just as hard. But I promise you, the outcome of the work you put in is always going to be greater. It's always going to be greater. And it's going to mean so much more because you have to overcome those trials and tribulations. And nobody just handed you a phone and said, well, Google the information for yourself. No, you actually had to go out there and find it. And that's the hard strings. Oh, yeah. It's when you put in that work and you get what you probably thought you weren't really deserving of for whatever reason. Mom said you couldn't do it. People thought you were crazy, you know, and you achieve it. It means a lot. It means a lot more.
You know, I know that this is just one of many conversations we'll have about your fabulous new book. But the reoccurring theme from the work you do and your way you lived your life is really this idea of not throwing in the towel, really, of being able to stay strong. I mean, there's a couple of things that are so important. You hear athletes all the time.
Okay.
You know, when you hear a major athlete talk about something, they don't even use the word failure.
Oh, no. It's not an option. No,
no. No, no, no. Or give up.
Right.
Right? You know, even if the score is 31-6,
right,
you don't, generally you don't see it in what you're looking at. And the question is, can we, you and me and the people watching, can we truly believe that we've got the stuff, the right stuff? That's the key, because if we're not going to believe that, we're not going to achieve it, are we?
Never. If you think of failure, you're going to fail. That's my, think of failure, you're going to fail. And it's a whole mindset. It's definitely a mindset, because everybody's thought usually becomes a reality. So we're here to change that. You know, put the negative back into the positive where it belongs. So you have that confidence, and you'll never be afraid to eat alone.
When we come back from break, we're going to talk about one of my favorite things, the vibe of Thrive. That vibe, that mojo, that thing that you see people, you know, you just see it on their face. They're just not going to give up. They're just right there, but there's a vibration that comes off them. What is that vibration? Do they think they're special? Maybe you may think they're arrogant, or do they feel something in their heart? Do they feel this thing in their heart that brings them to a place of trust, that they don't belong to a universe that is going to play a cosmic joke on their dream? When we come back, the most incredible Courtney Cottrell is going to take us through that vibe that will get you the vibe you give is the vibe you get, right?
Yes.
We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. You are listening to Unapologetically Favored. This is Courtney's A Control Show. This is Walk in Your Purpose. Today, I get to have a conversation about a fabulous new book, Never Be Afraid to Eat Alone. It's more than a book, though. It's a message for our time. It's a message for where you are right now, what you're looking at right now in front of you, the moments you may be thinking about where you are wondering, am I really meant to do it? Now, we're going to be talking about all of that. Courtney, you're a speaker. You got a book signing going on. How do people find out about all of that?
So follow me on unapologeticallyfavored.net. You can find my books also on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Target, Books A Million. I promise you, if you Google it, you will probably find it. But, yeah, all of my work is on my website. You can send me a message. Even if, you know, you have input and want to have a conversation, a dialogue, or something that you would like to hear about on the show, please don't be afraid to email me, and I will respond to you. But, yeah, never be afraid to eat alone. It's a mindset, really. It really is a mindset going from negative to positive, and I am enjoying this.
Yeah, and let's talk about, for a minute if we could, because this is, you know, this is the vibe. And I want to talk about the word vibe for a minute if you could. You know, you can fake a lot of things in life. You really can't. I mean, I don't know about you, but I've had to fake a few things in life. You know, I used to fake being a talk show host because I didn't believe it. I'm not kidding. I swear. I had such imposter syndrome. But when you turn on the old show that was called Crust Busting, you got a vibe because I felt the vibe.
Right.
Now, what I thought about myself after I was done or what other people said, that's a whole different thing. But when I was turning that thing on in 2003, and I got behind the mic for the first time, I could feel it. I could feel that this was going to be something I was going to do, even if it made sense to no one else around me. My job today is to make sure that vibe, that flame doesn't die. Because
yeah.
Tell me about this year. The vibe you give will be the vibe you get. What is that? Is that the good, the bad, and the ugly?
All of it. All of it. Yeah, all of it. Good, the bad. Your vibe will speak before you ever will. People, and I am one of those people being an empath. Like, I live, not live off people's vibes, but I can pick up on people's vibes and their aura, just whatever it is, their emotional state for some reason. You know, when I used to go to work and I walk through the hallways of work and I would see a young person standing there looking upset or just, even I can have a normal conversation, telling them good morning, asking them how their weekend was going, and they could tell me something, and I'm going, stop. What's wrong? And it was just, what do you mean what's wrong? What's wrong? They're like, nothing's wrong. Yes, it is. I said, but that's okay. I'm not going to pressure you. Just know I'm here for you to talk.
Exactly.
And after about 3 days of us going through this, you know, they finally come and say, can I talk to you for a minute? Because I, for some reason, I have this weird thing, but, you know, your vibe will always speak before you. So it's important to know that you need to have confidence in all that you do. Even if for some reason you feel like or you think like, I shouldn't be here, I'm not deserving of this, reprogram your thought process to say, oh no, I am very much deserving of this, because if you weren't, you wouldn't be there at that moment, at that time.
Yeah.
Your vibe, people will treat you according to your vibe. If your vibe is weak, people are going to think that you can't do it. You don't have the ability. They're going to talk down to you. But if your vibe is strong, and that's the energy you're giving out, that respect energy is what you're going to get. The vibe that you give is going to be the vibe that you get.
That's so funny. It's so funny you're talking about this. Jessica posted a picture, I'm not sure how long ago, 6 months or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
Linda and Jessica came to see me compete in my sport.
Mm-hmm.
And they posted a picture. Now, if you were to see the look on my face, and actually, I'm going to give Daniel the picture of me with my coach when I was in my 20s. I got the same look. When I'm on the court and I'm at that table, that table tennis table, and I'm competing and I'm standing there, that is a vibe. That's a vibe. I'm not mean. I'm not a bully type. There's some people that will taunt you and say weird stuff to you. There are people that do that even in ping pong. I'm just saying. But that face, it's unapologetically favored.
You're serious.
There is no question about that face. It's not this face,
mm-hmm.
but it's the same person.
Right.
See, that doesn't mean that I'm mad or I'm angry.
Right.
It really is the vibe of focus. And every once in a while, I will smile. And if I make a really good shot, I will give myself a high five, even in a sport that is uber conservative. But how do we help people today instill unapologetic confidence?
And I wanted to go back and talk about Kobe Bryant for a second because, you know, rest his soul. Oh, my goodness, so sad. But he was always talked about for his leadership ability, his motivation, his drive, his you know, just the way that he could relate and just make sense of everything and still remain humble, as big of a star as he was, as big of an athlete as he, you know, he was, he still is in my book.
Yeah.
And there was a quote, there was a couple of quotes that I've seen from him, and it's just some that I wanted to share. Like the first one says, you know, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. No matter what the injury, unless it is completely debilitating, I'm going to be the same player I've always been. I'll figure it out. I'll make some tweaks, some changes, but I'm still coming. And that's the confidence. That is a whole little mini paragraph of what confidence looks like. You don't go anywhere. Don't be afraid. Unless it completely takes you out the game, stay humble, stay true, stay grounded, stay in the moment because you are meant to be there. Don't change. Be the same person that you've always been. You know, adjust accordingly, but don't run away from the challenge. And that is how we build that confidence, was teaching people and encouraging people to, you know, just positive affirmations, like I'm meant to be here. That is how we build that change that mindset.
Look, you look at that picture of me. That is a really young me. That is a young me, and that is my coach, Sam Hammond, the national champion of Ghana, Africa. That is a face that a mother, only a mother can love that face.
You were in deep thought.
No. I was like, I am not going to lose that. You're talking to me, Sam, about what you want me to do, and I'm just telling you I am not going to lose another game. It's just
right.
Not going to happen. I am really not happy. I have got my game face on.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're that age and people tell you you're too old to do something you love, help us understand, Courtney, that wise people, who learn how to not to be afraid to eat alone can develop the vibe that keeps them in their heart-centered pathway.
I mean, it is, I can tell you one thing, though, it's not going to happen overnight. You know, everything, it is a true thing. It's not going to happen. That is a continuation of self-improvement. You're always going to be continuously improving every day. You know, set little milestones to say, okay, today when I wake up, you know, I'm not going to think about all the bad things that can possibly take over my day or, you know, affect me at my job or that's going to come between me and my spouse or my significant other or my kids. I'm going to wake up today and I'm going to start thinking about all the positive things that can probably come out of today, regardless of the situation, regardless of what your day looks like. You know, it's that mind shift. Once you tackle that, you know, after that, it's pretty much, you know, you're excelling, really. You just, you know, and making up your bed in the morning. Make up your bed in the morning. You know, it gives you that sense of accomplishment. That's the very first thing you accomplish in the morning. Make up your bed. Then you're like, oh, my bed looks nice. My room looks nice. I throw away a few clothes. I have a nice cup of coffee. It sets you on that move. That's just one step. Understanding and knowing your boundaries in a healthy way. Not just saying, I don't want nobody to talk to me today. That's not reality. That's not going to happen. Somebody's going to have to talk to you. You got a job. You got business to take care of. But knowing how to set healthy boundaries between friends and even your family, you have to have that. It's highly important for your mental, you know, setting the boundaries. Once you set those boundaries, understanding that everybody's not like you. Let them be who they are. Don't give in to them. You know, if they have an attitude or they're going off about something, let them do their thing.
Yeah.
The minute they see they can manipulate you and your emotions, you have given away your power. The only thing you can control in life is your response to anything.
Yeah. Now, I will tell you, that picture says a lot of me, but it doesn't say a lot. I had the honor of being coached by one of the top spin players of his time. I was one of the first women to learn how to top spin the ball the way he taught me. And while that doesn't seem that I'm uber respectful of him, I probably didn't like something he said to me that I should have done. And part of this journey is we have got to respect ourselves along the way. And, you know, I love what you're doing. I love that you created a book that allows people from all walks of life to step into their true nature, but to take it from somebody, take it from you, Courtney, that isn't just writing an academic dissertation on it, but somebody that has lived it. Thank you for your heart and soul in this.
Pleasure. I'm loving it. I just, you know, if there's one thing that I can leave with, you know, our listeners and, you know, anybody watching this, is know that your presence at this moment has a purpose. And you have to own that space, own your moment. You know, we want to run from challenges, but maybe that challenge or your purpose in life was to get past that challenge. That test was meant to become your testimony, or that message you're going through is supposed to be your message to share with somebody else to get through what they need to get through. So don't give away your power by being afraid to eat alone. Own it. It was meant for you. That courage, that confidence is what's going to carry you through once you know and accept who you truly are at your core.
Mm. Courtney A. Cottrell. Courtney, one more time, tell us how to get the book and how to find out more about you. And congratulations.
Thank you, Mark.
Congratulations to you deciding to stand up, stand tall, and be you.
Thank you. So at my website, unapologeticallyfavored.net. I know it's a mouthful. Just go with me on that, unapologeticallyfavored.net. My book is also available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Target, Books A Million. If you Google it, I promise you, you will find it. But you can also purchase it on my website as well, so don't lose sight of that. And I just want to say thank you to everybody. And, you know, we're going to renew you in 22 and just walk in your purpose.
That's it. I love it. Courtney Cottrell, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you all. Thank you, Daniel, for what you're doing to make us all look so great. And thanks to all of you for inspiring us to be willing to stand in who we are, to move forward in courage, so we can provide you insights, presence, and great wisdom from people that are living it. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to Unapologetically Favored. When you stop worrying about what others think and start walking in your purpose, you allow yourself to grow, you discover all the gifts you have to offer the world, and everything begins to shift from uncertainty to possibility. Can't get enough? Unapologetically Favored is also a book. Bring home a copy and learn more about Courtney by visiting unapologeticallyfavored.com. We will see you right here next time. And until then, keep walking in your purpose.
You just heard an encore presentation from the Trans...